Support for WGTD comes from Jack and Drea, a Kenosha tradition since 1911, newly reimagined for 2019, a unique shopping experience time and time again, and that's what brings you back. More information at jackandrea.com. Jack and Drea, a proud supporter of WGTD's morning show. And we welcome you to the Monday morning show on WGTD. I'm Gregory Berg. Happy to welcome into our studios Brian Albrecht, the president of Gateway Technical College, for his monthly visit. It's funny, it was like you were just here because you were just here.
I was thinking of that same thing, Greg. It was like a week ago we did the I think we did the September show, right? So now the first
on the
week
last
of,
day of
yeah,
September.
That's right. So now we're doing the first week of October for this week's, but it's great to be with you.
Yeah, we're not sick of you. I hope you're not sick of us. So anyway, yeah, we're glad to have you here. There was a last minute change that needed to be made. Our originally scheduled guest was unable to come today, actually, due to some kind of family emergency, and but we will be rescheduling that conversation for another time to talk about the Wisconsin Compact Campus.
That's correct. Compact, yeah, our service learning initiative throughout the state, and Gateway's a proud member of Wisconsin Campus Compact and really helps to focus on the impact that we can make helping our students engage in service.
We'll have that conversation another day, but we will instead today celebrate National Manufacturing Month, and manufacturing is a very important thing indeed, just for our nation's well-being, and of course for Gateway specifically.
Yeah, it actually is going to work out probably pretty well, because we'll get to highlight some of the new activities that are taking place on campus, but also throughout our community and throughout the nation with our partnership with the National Association for Manufacturers in Manufacturing Month. But I just want to highlight a couple of things related to that, just to kind of help us kind of get ready for this this program today. One, certainly a new partnership with Haas Educational Systems. Haas is a CNC machining company, and they provide CNC equipment to schools. And there are schools all over this country that are Haas Educational Training Centers, and Gateway has been one of those for a very long time. And last week, they made a very, very generous contribution to our foundation through our scholarships initiative, and going to help support a lot of young folks pursue the areas of manufacturing and computer numerical control. So thank you to the Haas partnership, and that's really going to help us drive some of our new initiatives going forward. Then, of course, to celebrate National Manufacturing Month, we've been hosting a lot of young people on campus. So I had a chance to meet some great students from Case High School on Friday. They were full of energy and checking out all of the new equipment that we have over at the IMET Center and talking about advanced manufacturing, and that was quite exciting. And we're going to talk about some of the other things that are taking place as it relates to National Manufacturing Month throughout the program. But this is one of the most important topics we can talk about, because it's so important to our regional economy, and it's really driven by the types of skills that are necessary in order to help people get those family-supporting jobs. So we're going to talk extensively about that.
Excellent. As you were just talking, did you mention the German and Australian students that visited?
I did not. Okay. Thank you for bringing that up, because hopefully they're listening. Well, maybe not. They might be home already. But so the last 2 weeks, we were really proud to support and sponsor our two delegations, one from Germany, our great partnership over 10 years now with KHS in Germany. And that partnership really has been something that has been instrumental in helping us build the awareness for the international relations that we have. And then last week, we said farewell to our friends from Australia. So this is the second time that we've had a delegation from Australia visit the college, and just remarkable groups of young people as they pursue their careers and take advantage of some of the international exchange programs that we have here available at Gateway, and visiting classrooms, working with teachers, staying with host families, getting to learn the culture, and I'm sure building friendships for life. So my best to both teams.
Fantastic. So just say a quick word before we hear from them about the two guests that you have brought with you today to talk about National Manufacturing Month.
I would be happy to. So I just heard the news broadcast that David was mentioning the Foxconn Earn and Learn program. So I've invited Stacy Riley to be on the program this morning. Stacy is our Vice President for Strategic Enrollment Management, which and has been our point person working with Foxconn on the development of our human resource capacity. What types of jobs are going to be required? How do we build out capacity for it? And has really been instrumental in building out the infrastructure for the FELP program. So Stacy will share with us some of the insights on how Gateway got involved and what some of the components for that. And then Matt Janison is with us as well, our Vice President for Business and Workforce Solutions. And Matt is all things partnership. So he is the lead person to help us build out our business and industry partnerships, the customized training initiatives we have. And because we're talking about Manufacturing Month, I'm sure he'll give you some insight to how those partnerships are making a difference in the lives of the young people as they pursue their careers.
Fantastic. It's great to have both of you here. And So welcome. Let's hear first of all a little bit of your background, each of you, where you're from originally, and particularly your sort of professional path that ultimately took you to Gateway and to your current position. And we'll want to hear more about exactly what you do at Gateway. Let's begin with Vice President Stacy Riley.
Good morning. Thank you for having us. And Brian, thank you for the introduction. As Brian mentioned, I'm the Vice President of Student Services and Enrollment Management here at the college. I've been with Gateway about 9 years, but I've been in the Wisconsin Technical College system for about 27 years, mostly in the student services area. So supporting all things non-academic. So helping students understand the value of technical education, how they can get started at Gateway, and what Gateway has to offer our community, as well as how do you help pay for college? How do students afford coming to Gateway, including financial aid? So the, one of my teams specifically focuses on helping students understand those options. We also support our academic advising for students. So once I decide that I want to attend Gateway, how do I see a clear path to graduation? How do I get from the day one all the way through to completion? And our team does a great job in supporting students in that regard. We also support any inquiries to the college. So our express services are here to answer the phones, answer our chats, help students understand and our community understand how to connect to Gateway. And they help triage, if you will, those services and connect to experts. And then today we'll learn a little bit more about our career and employment services here at the college and how they support students and the connections with students and employers. So my background is academic and non-academic and support services, and I'm happy to be here at the college in supporting all of our community partnerships and our students.
And it sounds exactly like your team really represents the Gateway, right?
Yes.
Because students come here with some ambitions to pursue an occupational career. They learn those great skills in our classrooms, in our labs, and help find those experiences in our community. But in order to do that, you have to have all of those other pieces of that puzzle, those bridges or those gateways, which might be financial aid, it might be around student support, might be academics, tutoring. There's all kinds of different ways that students achieve and receive support from Gateway. I'd be interested, though, Stacy, because you said that you had been at another college before. Could you just describe a little bit the relationship between all the technical colleges? We're alike in many ways, and yet there are some uniquenesses between us.
I actually grew up in central Wisconsin on a small dairy farm, and I'm an alumni of the technical college system. So my first credential was earned at Mid-State Technical College, which I spent about 17 years working at as well.
Okay.
So it's a great system, and I'm so proud of the work that we do. We have 16 colleges throughout the state. And we are alike in many ways, so offering technical training to our community. Many times students coming for the first time to setting foot on campus and unsure, nervous, what should I do, what do I expect, I'm not sure if I belong. So we all support students in that regard. How do you get started? Many first-generation students yet. We have English language learners and adult basic education students. So we work with the student wherever they're at to help them pursue, find and pursue their passion and their career. And then really unique in many ways as well. Obviously, in southeastern Wisconsin, the growth that we've seen over the last several years and the focus, as we're talking today, on manufacturing really lends itself to us being able to focus on that area and expanding our IMET Center, as well as other programming in healthcare and business opportunities and so forth. So we each have our unique program areas of focus, but we're very much here to support our community and the state.
Nicely said. Also with us is Matt Janison, who has been on the morning show before, Vice President for Business and Workforce Solutions. Before we hear about what that title really means, tell us where you're from originally and kind of your personal and professional pathway that ultimately led to Gateway.
Yeah, good morning, Greg. Great to be here again. I grew up in northern Wisconsin, Rice Lake, a little north of Eau Claire. It was a wanted to be a tech ed teacher. So I went to UW Stout, graduated there, was a tech ed teacher for about 7 years or so, 8 years, before coming to the technical college. I've been with the technical college for about 8 years. So previously as a faculty member, both at the high school and the college level, teaching a variety of, you know, technical education careers, mostly automotive small engines. Automotive was my specialty here at the college, which kind of developed into the partnership piece that Brian mentioned. Great partnership, obviously, the Snap-on Tools located here in Kenosha, great supporters of our automotive program, but also blossom that out to Fiat, Chrysler, and then a few other areas on our campuses, such as Train and our HVAC, and a number of other programs. So working with a lot of those companies, and then as I transitioned to the vice president role for Business and Workforce Solutions, it was kind of a natural progression to continue working with these companies, but now to help their current employees. So the Business and Workforce Solutions side of the college is similar, but a little bit different. We do training, just like we do with all of our students, but these students are full employees of businesses out in our area. So when they're hiring people and technology changes or different equipment comes into their plants, they'll hire Gateway to come and teach on site at their business so we can, you know, teach them where they're going to need to know their the content that they're learning, but also on the schedule that best fits with them. So often we don't teach on campus. We're actually teaching out in business and industry.
Wow.
Yeah, exciting time for that particular division as well, because not only are we expanding the types of training programs, but the diversity of the industries. And for many years, we've had a really strong focus in manufacturing, but we know that there's also skill shortages in healthcare and IT, and so Matt's division is really reaching into the community in new ways, and that's an exciting new direction for Gateway.
Lots of opportunity.
So even beyond the manufacturing
sector.
Absolutely.
Important. Of course, we are primarily talking today about manufacturing, and October having been designated as National Manufacturing Month. So Matt, you're probably in as good a position as anybody to explain why we even need such a thing and why manufacturing is something we need to sort of make a point of celebrating. I mean, isn't manufacturing just kind of there? Why is it something that we should and need to celebrate?
Well, I think a couple big things. You know, people kind of underestimate manufacturing. I mean, it's 19% of Wisconsin's economy, as well as about 16% of the employment in Wisconsin is in the manufacturing sector. So it's a big, important piece of our local economy here in the state. But also the significant changes that manufacturing has endured over the, you know, last decades has really made it less known to people what manufacturing actually is. And unfortunately, there's a lot of stereotypes and myths about manufacturing. So having a month where we can celebrate, whether it's students or the general public, to really show what today's advanced manufacturing and new manufacturing is all about is important to help people be educated on what manufacturing is and again, how important it is to the state of Wisconsin's economy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I often celebrate the history of Gateway, founded in 1911, and so the intended purpose was to help build out an industrial community and help train young people so they could get the great jobs at, whether it's in Sinkerator, SC Johnson, Modine. You can go through the list of legacy companies that are in the area. And so that identity of manufacturing for Southeast Wisconsin has always been very strong, and in fact, is still over 20% of our workforce. So it's something that we have to take very seriously about how we can continue to advance the education and training programs, and this celebration of Manufacturing Month just reminds us of the value proposition that manufacturing brings to a community.
Hmm. Stacy Riley, I suppose that as somebody who's sort of part of the almost literal physical gateway to Gateway, I mean, you are dealing with students as they first enter the door and before they're even registered here, or before they're enrolled in a single class, you and your colleagues are trying to help them understand what the possibilities are at a place like Gateway. And today we should probably spend a moment talking about the ways in which you and your colleagues need to work to help young people understand, well, people of all ages for that matter, what opportunities are out there in the sphere of manufacturing. Can you tell us what is most important to that story and to telling that story well?
That is exactly what our new student specialist teams, partnering with many across the college, do every day. And I could probably spend the entire radio show talking about the work that we do in this area. But to highlight a few opportunities that we have available and how we promote careers in manufacturing to our youth and adults. I'll start with our youth. We have many dual credit opportunities for our high school students, from transcripted credit to youth options and Start College Now. And those opportunities allow students to earn credit while they're in high school, earn college credit while they're in high school, and high school credit. So thus, dual credit. We have a career pathway grant that allows students to actually, and the high schools, to not have to even pay for those earning of credits. So our CNC and welding areas. So the cost is really positive for students and their families. And we partner in Walworth County with our area manufacturers. We have high school students who tour companies within Elkhorn area and the Walworth County area, and then they spend time on campus to understand how those employment opportunities connect with our careers here at Gateway and how we can help students on that gateway or path to those careers. We have something called Dream It, Do It, which is a newer program, a few years old, and that's where high school teachers actually champion the work within the high schools of manufacturing. So they help us work with the high school students in understanding the great opportunities available. We actually go down into kindergarten. So we have something called Kids Lab, and that program is a program to empower and help kids, students as young as kindergarten, understand manufacturing, STEM careers, robotics, automation. And each of those Kid Lab kits are in our elementary schools. And the teachers are trained on how to best utilize those to expose students as young as kindergarten to careers in manufacturing. We do teacher training, so high school teacher training in the summer on Industry 4.0 and advanced manufacturing, again, then to take those skills back to their high schools to be able to offer programming at the high schools. We have many opportunities, but then if we move into the adult area, we also have Explore Gateway Days. So specifically, this Thursday, actually, we'll have an Explore Day at IMET, focusing just on our manufacturing and engineering careers. And that's open to anybody in the community to come and learn about our programming. We offer those regularly. We actually, in August, had an open house at the IMET Center focused on our adult students and our adult community members. And it was a great turnout. The individuals who came were very focused. They had good questions. They met with our faculty members, and our faculty members can do the best job in explaining what we have available and how that career will really support their passion. So day in and day out, we support the adult and youth in our community to learn and understand about manufacturing and how Gateway can help them in that career path.
And I learn something every time, something new when I go to all these different events, open houses, field trips, whatever it might be. Even when students come to visit, I get gain a better perspective of what their interests are and what gets them excited. In fact, Matt and I saw this on Saturday over at Precision Plus. Mike Reeder and his team had an open house to celebrate Manufacturing Day. Many of the Gateway exhibits were there, but people got to go on little tours, and I had a chance to meet several students that were in high school working for Mike, also Gateway students, so they were kind of really demonstrating how this whole pathway works, and that if we can keep kids excited while they're in high school, advance them onto the college, and give them some work experience along the way, they're better prepared for their own future.
Mm. So, Matt Janison, tell us about the way in which the manufacturing sector has changed over the years, and in particular, the kind of jobs that are now found in the manufacturing sector, and in particular, the kind of jobs that didn't used to be part of this at all. I mean, there's all kinds of jobs in the manufacturing sector that have nothing to do with holding a wrench and turning a bolt or whatever. Right. I mean, give us a sense, at least. We probably don't even have time to explore it in great detail.
Well, when you look at today's new advanced manufacturing, it's a lot of different jobs that spread across a lot of different career paths. But even some of the more, you know, historic fundamental ones, whether it's, you know, in maintenance for hydraulics and pneumatics, everything today has kind of a level and layer of technology, and specifically data. So when you look at advanced manufacturing today, it's really all about big data, collecting that data, then utilizing that data to be very predictive in both your efficiency and flow of your product, but also in your overall maintenance of your plant. So our new partnership we have with FANUC and their ZDT, or Zero Downtime technology, which essentially now all their robotics and their RoboDrill CNC machines, all of that data is being collected. So a new really job title is really kind of a data scientist or a data analytics technician, utilizing this data to know and predict before an actual breakdown occurs to be able to get that repaired and maintained on your schedule and not, you know, an unknown schedule to maintain that philosophy and flow in your manufacturing plant. Really important to profits and everything for our companies, but it also allows them to make higher quality products. So everything from precision measuring to higher, you know, like say laser measurement in a lot of different areas. It's just totally different than what it used to be. And each technician and each person really has to have a broader set of skill sets. Everything mechanical now has some sort of electronics connected to it, but yet the electronics can't completely drive everything either. So areas that used to be very mechanical, very electronic, are now really started to combine together. And there is this layer of IT and technology on top of everything. So while there are still some specialties, all areas really have to know a lot of different areas to really make today's advanced manufacturing plants operate efficiently.
Wow. So you really have to be a Renaissance man, as they
You really do.
I mean, and once upon a time, that term would have seemed to have nothing to do with having a job in manufacturing.
No, it's, you know, the days of, you know, kind of the mass production where you're just going to sit and do one thing all day, that's not what you find in today's manufacturing plants. People are running multiple machines. They're in charge of multiple machines. They're inputting data, utilizing data, while also on top of, you know, making chips and manufacturing. There's a lot of different areas now, and you do have to have a broader and deeper sense of the business as a whole. I mean, even when it comes into Lean and Six Sigma, 5S, all of those philosophies, part of the company's culture to really make it profitable and grow, has to be from you know, the mainline people all the way up through the CEO.
Right. And I should think that makes working in manufacturing so much more fulfilling than it once upon a time was, when you had one job in maybe an important job, but a very limited job, and you did the same thing day after day, all day long.
You won't be bored in today's manufacturing careers. You're always learning. Things are always changing. Technology is always changing. You know, literally quarter by quarter, as you get software updates and new technology to do this, you have to continually grow, which is, again, where, you know, Gateway stays busy on the business and workforce side. As companies are growing this technology, they have to reinvest in their employees to stay current with this technology, which is why they come to Gateway, and we go out and then help train their incumbent workforce on these new type of technologies.
Yeah, one time it was like the so the business side of the worker was in one end of the building, and then, of course, you had the production facility in the other. Now, of course, the business is embedded right into the production side of it. So students have to be knowledgeable and empowered to make decisions, critical thinking, as Matt said, analyze data, be able to troubleshoot situations. And I'm always impressed when I go on tours on how fast this industry sector has changed. I mean, quality labs are right in the center of the manufacturing facility right now, and it really takes a team-wide effort. So we're building a lot of skills around team building, and, you know, not only just the great technical skills so they can apply it, but all of those knowledge skills that they can make decisions around.
For those of you just joining us, we're halfway through today's morning show. A shift from what was originally scheduled. We were originally going to be talking about the Wisconsin Campus Compact, and we will be talking about that actually another time. Today, instead, we are celebrating October as National Manufacturing Month, and along with President Brian Albrecht, we have with us Matt Janison and Stacy Riley, both vice presidents with the college. Stacy Riley, as President Albrecht alluded to earlier in the interview, just on this morning on our own newscast, we announced a new partnership between Gateway and Foxconn. And you are in a great position to tell us more about that partnership.
Sure, thank you. We are excited to continue our partnership with Foxconn and support a new program that they are undertaking, and it's called the Foxconn Earn and Learn Program, FELP. And what's really exciting is that this partnership will not only support Foxconn, the manufacturing careers in our area, but it also supports our students continuing their education and earning their associate degree. So how the program works is actually Foxconn is interested in hiring our current students. There's both technical and non-technical opportunities, so there's two tracks. So our manufacturing and our IT program areas, as well as many of our business programs. And students would actually be hired as full-time employees at Foxconn. And while they're being paid as full-time employees, they would be provided time to attend class and continue their studies all the way through to graduation. So during this program, students would actually have the opportunity to rotate amongst the different business units at Foxconn. to really understand the Foxconn company and all the different aspects that they are focused on. And then ideally, students would be able to determine what might be the best business unit that they would fit into for their career path. And Foxconn has the opportunity to then, after they complete their credential, to hire those students within a specific business unit. So supporting our current students and their continuing education is a key and the cornerstone of this program. And that is what the sole focus of the Foxconn Earn and Learn program is. So we're super excited for our students to have this opportunity. We actually have two recruitment days this week scheduled, and one will be at our IMET Center, which your morning program shared, and that is on Wednesday, and then another one at our Racine campus downtown on Thursday. So students have been informed about these opportunities and are encouraged to take advantage and come and meet the Foxconn representatives, as well as learn a little bit more about what this has to offer. So the Foxconn Earn and Learn program, completely new for Foxconn and southeastern Wisconsin, and really excited for our students to have this opportunity.
Yeah, and I think it's something that our community's been waiting for, right? So when are we going to start hiring, and what are the jobs? And I think what's important on this message, too, that it's a broad sector of careers, so it's not just manufacturing. Mm-hmm. So students interested in IT, business, and all, I think any student, basically, that's interested in getting a better understanding of the types of jobs that are available through Foxconn, these two events would be certainly something that you'd want to put on your calendar.
Definitely. And our goal would be to have 50 students by the end of the year. So end of December, we'd love to have 50 students participate in this program and have the opportunity to continue their education while earning a full-time salary.
Very good. Matt Janison, does this sound familiar? Is this a sort of typical partnership that might exist? I mean, kind of like you were talking about earlier, is this just taking it to a different level?
Yeah, short answer, yes. In today's economy, the talent shortage, the workforce is really the number one, stress that's on most employers. They just, it's not money, it's not capital, it's finding the right people to leverage and utilize to grow their business. So a lot of companies have been getting more creative and partnering with their local technical colleges like Gateway to find that new pipeline of talent, as well as, using the technical college system to train their existing employees with the new skills and things. So, whether we're looking at, SC Johnson and some of the work that they're doing, or InSinkErator, we've had longstanding partnerships with them in a number of our academic programs. Internships are not uncommon job shadows. It's a great way for both the student and the employer to kind of trial run each other and to see if it's going to be a good fit. The whole apprenticeship model, obviously, is based on this type of partnership where you are working full time and then, one day a week you are coming to school for that. And it's not just here in southeast Wisconsin, it's across the state. We have a great partnership with Ashley Furniture. They're also working with Western Technical College and Chippewa Valley Technical College to find more employees there. I mean, they have literally hundreds of positions open at their manufacturing plant up in Arcadia, Wisconsin, and they cannot find enough people to fill those. So, they're using automation and they're using robotics, and that's not replacing any people. Those people are just getting new jobs and moved to different areas. But they're looking for people with those new skill sets as well as some more traditional skill sets just to maintain their level of productivity and profitability. So it's a giant need everywhere in the state, and it is definitely an emerging partnership between technical colleges and local employers to help fill that talent shortage.
Right. So, Stacy, you and your colleagues in your office at Gateway, how are you involved in this effort? I mean, for instance, students who want jobs, employers who want good workers. I mean, are you involved in trying to make those connections individuals on an individual level?
We are. Actually, our entire career and employment services team focus on that very thing. So our CES, Career and Employment Services team, focuses on really helping students first find what their passion is and what career path they would like to be on. And then the other aspect of that team really focuses on making those connections with students and employers. So one way we do that is through a system called Tech Connect. So it's the Wisconsin Tech Connect system, which is available to all technical colleges. So another way we partner across the state. And this platform allows students to create a profile, to upload their resume, to really share their strengths and what they have to offer local employers. And on the reverse side, employers can post positions they have available, from internships to full-time opportunities. and connect directly with students in those programs. So each employment opportunity on Tech Connect is connected to one or more of our degree programs. So we have a very focused area or focused way to recruit students into those employment opportunities. And there's no cost to students and no cost to employers. So that's one way we directly connect the opportunities in the local community to our students. We offer many career fair events. This last year, we actually held our first reverse career fair. So where students actually were the ones showcasing their portfolio to employers versus employers behind the table, which was a great event. Kudos to the MEAT team, or Manufacturing, Engineering, and IT department, for kicking that type of event off. And we are looking to do more of those because the employers had positive feedback about understanding who the students are, and the students had positive feedback, and that nervousness of interviewing kind of was reduced. So we have many opportunities, including now enhancing our on-site interviewing. So working with local employers to learn more about how can we come to Gateway's campuses and connect directly with students that are interested in our employment opportunities. So we have scheduled and have many opportunities coming up for on-site interviewing with employers. So those are a few ways that we connect and make those connections from our students to employers.
And I think some of this effort, not just here at Gateway, but actually extends throughout the entire region of Southeast Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And I know that Gateway's working with Milwaukee and Waukesha primarily, but there are other great partners as well to help develop this regional effort.
There are. There's actually HERA, which is the Higher Educational Regional Alliance, and that is the 18 higher educational systems within southeastern Wisconsin, and working together to collectively support the attraction of talent to southeastern Wisconsin. So that's one way the higher educational institutions are partnering together to really support the needs of our workforce.
Very good. Matt Janison, tell us about some of the other efforts and activities that are in play all year round that go to kind of support this cause of bringing more and more people into the manufacturing sector. I suspect your efforts are not limited to the month of October.
No, it's definitely a full-time job. So Stacy's mentioned a lot of them. We have great partnerships with our local high schools, and we're always continually bringing them onto our various campuses, but specifically our IMET Center, to show them what advanced manufacturing looks like on a ongoing basis. But we also do a lot of activities through our Fab Lab, which is located at the IMET Center. So again, everywhere from, as Stacy mentioned, from kindergarten all the way through high school, bringing in a lot of different students from public schools, private schools, homeschooling groups, just to make sure our entire community has an opportunity to really see what advanced manufacturing has to offer.
And our robotics competition. Can't forget that. That's pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. Hundreds of young people
participating,
building a robot, and we compete in May at the IMET Center, so that's always a fun event.
Fantastic, yes. Stacy, what about the matter of just kind of getting the word out on some of these new partnerships and these new opportunities? What are the avenues that have proven to be most valuable for that?
Yeah, of course, with any large endeavor like this, on a day-in and day-out basis, we take a multifaceted approach. First, our career and employment team, from day one, when students meet with them, even if they're unsure, we start talking about our local employers, who's hired our graduates, what types of positions have they been hired for, and even what have the salary ranges been. So from early on, with students coming to Gateway, they understand who's in our community and who is really interested in our graduates. And then to your question, how do students learn about these partnerships like the one we just spoke about, the Foxconn Earn and Learn program? It's really primarily through a couple of different channels. Our faculty are key. So faculty are with their students day in and day out, and they're able to really encourage and share the opportunities with students and encourage them to participate and learn more about the programs, and really to maybe build some confidence that this could be a good opportunity for you as an individual. We also use our social media platforms. So we have some of our programs have closed LinkedIn profiles, so we promote through those to specific program areas. We use our Tech Connect system, as I mentioned. We're easily able to target specific program areas. So that's one way this weekend information went out through that to all of our students. for the Foxconn Earn and Learn program, and we're adding in text messaging. So our students receive text messages about these opportunities and about employment events on campus. And believe it or not, you would think, as you would think, text messaging is one of the key ways to get students to really understand quickly. And within minutes, you receive responses back from students with more questions or showing interest in these programs. So it's multifaceted. We depend on all of our faculty and staff here at the college also to be able to support these opportunities and to share them with our students and really encourage that participation and offer that encouragement to our students.
You know, as you were describing that, it just occurred to me really for the first time that one of the challenges that you particularly face working here at Gateway is the fact that when we're talking about potential students, I think a lot of people still think of some 17-year-old or 18-year-old or 19-year-old, and the happy reality actually is that Gateway's student body is much more complicated than that. And so it isn't just teenagers and young adults in their early 20s that you're reaching out to, but all kinds of other people, some of them much older than that. And so in a sense, it is all but essential that your efforts be really multifaceted, because there isn't going to be one ideal way to reach out to the people who might benefit from Gateway.
Very true, yes. So we do. That is the very reason we try to take a very diverse approach to how we connect with students. And know that we have to share the opportunities with students 3, 4, 7 times before, right? They're really hearing that this is an opportunity for me, you know, and it could be something beneficial to me. So definitely a diverse approach and really lean on our partners within the college to be able to support that.
Matt Janison, you have a very big event planned for the 22nd of October at the IMET Center. Tell us what's going to happen that day at the IMET Center.
Yeah, so, you know, everyone's welcome to show up at the IMET Center on October 22nd around 10 a.m. We've doubled the size of that building, so about an additional 36,000 square feet. And it's really focused on advanced manufacturing in a lot of the areas that we've talked about today. So if you want to see data analytics and robotics and automation and CNC, mechatronics and electronics all in action, that would be a great opportunity for the community to come in and see advanced manufacturing and the training and the skill sets that it takes to get into those type of careers and fields. We'll have that on full display with a number of special guests and speakers that will be talking about the importance of manufacturing to both our local area but also our state as a whole.
I want to follow up with something important that you said earlier, almost kind of in passing. It's when you were talking about the Ashley Furniture Company, and where are they located again?
Arcadia, Wisconsin.
Arcadia. And I'm sure many people have heard of them, and some people maybe have their furniture in their homes. You mentioned something about the fact that their production plant includes a great deal of robotics, and yet you said something to the effect that that robotic element is not, in a sense, replacing workers, or at least not to the extent that we might assume that they do. So I think it's really important for you to kind of explain that a little bit, how such a thing is possible, because it really flies in the face of a lot of assumptions that people make about the entry of robotics into the manufacturing sector.
Yeah, very true. So, you know, it's an interesting time in history right now. We have, you know, with the demographics, the way the baby boomer generation is retiring and just the changes overall, like I say, workforce is the number one need of employers. So they are not letting go of any able-bodied, full-fledged employee that has spent time with the company. They are continually evolving those employees, investing in them, giving them more training and updated skills, and they simply cannot. There's simply not enough people out there for companies to maintain their current productivity levels, so they have to rely on automation to do that. But at this point in time, there are no companies that I know of that are letting people go due to robotics and automation. Again, Ashley Furniture is a great example of that. You know, over a 2 million square foot facility, one of the largest furniture manufacturers in the world, and a great partner. They're getting into robotics. They're pretty highly automated, and they're continuing to go that route, really out of necessity. And again, they just keep continually evolving and investing in their local workforce because they're so needed to grow their company. So yeah. It is a great opportunity for everyone.
I think it's a good example of how the jobs are changing, mm-hmm. right? So instead of everyone just assembling, in this case, a piece of furniture independently, you need to automate that and streamline in order to reduce efficiencies and to keep up with the market pace. So I think the enhancement or the – sometimes in the robotics world they're called cobots, which means that a human works side by side with a robot. So there's a lot of different ways you can describe mm-hmm. robotics, but really it's an enhancement of the way that products are produced and delivered, supporting the human engagement.
And those jobs that the robots are, you know, replacing, they're kind of the jobs that we don't want humans to do in the first place. They're the, you know, they're the most dangerous jobs, they're the most dirty jobs, they're in environmental conditions, whether it's dusty, dirty, cold, whatever. You know, those are areas that really we'd rather not have people do. Those are the first areas that companies invest in and when it comes to automation, just for the sake of saving money when it comes to workman comps and other claims like that. It just makes more financial sense. So it's, say, overall, it's improving the workforce for most of the employees, as well as, you know, again, having that opportunity to evolve and continue your skill sets.
Hmm. Also, when a company comes to Gateway and needs the training that you offer, especially what you were describing earlier, the on-site training, typically, what does that transaction look like? I mean, does your telephone ring and it's somebody who owns a company and they suddenly have to do something that they've never done before? And
The phone buzzes now, Greg.
Oh, okay.
It's very little ringing anymore.
Ringing.
Yeah.
What in the world is that?
Play some theme song.
Yeah, right. That shows you how old I am. But
a lot of times it's that simple. So, you know, you get an email, you get a phone call, and it's a local HR person or shop foreman or supervisor that needs training for his or her employees, and we start that conversation. We do fully customized training. So, you know, really we start with a blank sheet of paper and say, what are your needs? And if they're not 100% sure, we can work with them to kind of assess their current workforce and find their specific skill gaps. And then we design a customized training program. Could be everything from very highly technical skills, precision measurement, you know, optical comparators running a new machine, all the way to supervisory management to Microsoft products, Excel, Word, whatever. So it's a broad range. You know, when in doubt, you know, we always say ask Gateway. More than likely we can help. We can leverage the, you know, 70 academic programs we have on campus, as well as the specialized training that specifically our faculty do. But that's where, you know, we are the community's college, and we're here to be that resource.
I like that. So it's typically that a company has added some kind of element into their manufacturing plant, for instance. I mean, is that the most typical scenario in which now we have this thing that we didn't used to have and our workers don't know how to operate it? Or is that too simplistic?
Well, it could be. A lot of times today it is worker turnover. So as new employees come in, they may have some skills, but maybe not all the skills. And we work to come in and then kind of check the few skill boxes they may not have originally came in with. And it could just because of natural turnover within a company, or it could be because of new technology or a piece of machinery that has come in. So both sets that we see pretty commonly.
So there's a wide array of scenarios in which training needs to happen on site.
And a number of companies use it for pay and promotion. So they want to provide a pathway for their employees so they do stay at the company. And I think some progressive companies have leveraged the training at Gateway to provide that opportunity so they can earn credits towards a degree, but also work their way up into the company to a higher skill job.
Yeah, and I think that helps to describe this concept we've talked about before on the program, this upskilling of the American worker.
Upskilling?
Upskilling. So we come into a job and maybe you've worked there 5 years, and how do you get to the next level? You've got to upskill, maybe learn new software programs, learn the integrated systems. There's always new technology applications that an individual can learn, which can give them a better pathway into advancing their career.
And it occurs to me, Stacy, that as we talk with Matt about the way in which the world of manufacturing has changed so dramatically since you were in shop class, who knows how long ago, that in some ways the work that you do has also become more complex, because you are talking about, I should think, a wider range of possibilities and helping people understand those possibilities, which are not, in a sense, the simple, straightforward opportunities and possibilities that they were, let's say, 30 years ago.
That is true. Yeah, so that is one of our challenges, right, to be able to clearly explain and share with students all the many opportunities, be it through our traditional 70 plus degree programs, through an apprenticeship program, through our workforce solutions program. So what is available and how do we help students find and navigate those systems? which can be very overwhelming. So that's why we have our experts here at the college to be able to help students really find their best path and the best way to achieve what their goals are. It takes a lot of effort and a lot of partnership, and that's why, you know, have students connect with us. We're happy to work with any student and any community member to really help navigate the systems and find the best path for them.
And then overlay that with the diversity of the industries that represent Southeast Wisconsin. As an example, the list of jobs for Foxconn include interior design, advanced manufacturing, IT, cybersecurity. There's so many different industry sectors that are represented in every single industry that you can't just assume that a company, because they produce something, only need manufacturing technicians. They need business analysts. They need IT support. They need all kinds of different jobs that help support that particular company.
Yeah, definitely a challenge to help our community members and our students understand the wide opportunities with all of the companies within Southeastern Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's a nice problem to have
when
there are
so
many opportunities. So what is your advice for people who want to find out more about especially the employment services provided through Gateway? What's the quickest and easiest and best way to get that information?
Sure. The quickest and easiest way would be to visit our website, gtc.edu/CES, Career and Employment Services, and it would share many opportunities and our connection to our staff. So we have direct connection to our staff from that that webpage, and it also has some free assessments that students could take to start thinking about what might I be really interested in. And that's a really good way to get connected with our team. Our team's available on the front end, if you will, in helping students understand what might be a good path for them, as well as the employment side, as you had mentioned. So connecting with employers in our area, really connect with our career and employment team. And you can also call our 800 number, 1-800-247-7122, and our team of experts can get you connected to our employment specialists.
Fantastic. And Matt Janison, how might an employer find out about some of the specific training possibilities that are offered through your division at the college?
Yeah, sure. Probably the website is, you know, the easiest place for people to go. Again, as Stacy mentioned, gtc.edu. And up in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a tab that says Business and Community. You click on that, and you'll see the business section and the opportunities that we have there. And again, you feel free to contact us, and we'd be happy to meet with your team and discuss how Gateway can be a solutions provider to your training needs.
Very good. Matt Janison is a vice president here at Gateway for Business and Workforce Solutions. Stacy Riley, also a vice president of Student Services and Enrollment Management. It's been great to have both of you on the program today. Thank you for sharing all of the interesting things that you do on behalf of Gateway students and Gateway itself. And President Brian Albrecht, it's always a pleasure to have you travel across the hall to join us in our studios, and we look forward to seeing you time and time again.
Thank you, Craig.
Tomorrow on the morning show, something very exciting and interesting is planned. I'm going to be speaking in part one with Rick Reardon. He is one of the most successful authors in the world when it comes to the fiction read by young people. And he's probably best known for the Percy Jackson books. And we'll be talking with him about his latest book. One of the remarkable things about the character of Percy Jackson is that he is dyslexic. And that's no accident. That's because Rick Reardon's older son is dyslexic himself. In part two of the program, you're going to be hearing a real-life story of a young person, dyslexic himself, who struggled with reading, really hated reading, until he became acquainted with the books about Percy Jackson and became a voracious reader from that point on. A real-life success story tied to the great work of Rick Reardon. So that's tomorrow on The Morning Show. And on Wednesday, another college president joins us, Dr. John Swallow, along with Cameron Swallow, First Lady of Carthage, talking, among other things, about all the festivities coming up at Carthage this coming week with homecoming. The Morning Show airs every weekday morning between 8 and 9 o'clock. The program is archived on our website, wgtd.org, and the program is also available as a podcast on all of the major podcast platforms, including Spotify, Google Podcast, and Apple Podcast. Make sure to search for The Morning Show with Greg Berg. It's a minute before 9 o'clock. Support for WGTD comes from Jack and Drea, a Kenosha tradition since 1911, newly reimagined for 2019. A unique shopping experience.